Sarah looked a little overwhelmed. "I don't understand," she said. "How could I have done this differently? The only reason I went into this business was because I loved baking pies. If it hadn't been for that, what would have been the point?" She watched my face suspiciously, as though I were trying to make her already impossible situation even more impossible. "Well, let's think about it together," I answered. "If it's true that within each business person there are three personalities rather than just one, can you imagine what a mess that makes? If one of you wants this, and another of you wants that, and a third wants something entirely different, can you imagine the confusion that causes in our lives? And it's not only the personalities inside each and every one of us that confuse us, but all the others we come into contact with as well. In our customers, in our employees, in our children, in our partners, in our parents, in our friends, in our spouses, in our lovers. If this is true, and all you need to do to discover whether it is or not is to take a look at yourself from day to day, as though from above, as though from outside of your skin, as though you were watching someone else, that is, to observe yourself as you go through the day, you would see the different parts come out. You would see them playing their respective games. You would see how they fight for their own space and the space of all the others, and sabotage each other as best they can. In your business, you would see how one part of you craves a sense of order, while another part of you dreams about the future. You would see how another part of you can't stand being idle and jumps in to bake and to clean up and to wait on customers, the part of you who feels guilty if she isn't doing something all the time. In short, you would see how the entrepreneur in you dreams and schemes. The manager in you is constantly attempting to keep things as they are, and the technician in you drives the other two crazy. You would see that it not only matters that your personalities are not in a balanced relationship with each other, but that your life depends on gaining that balance. That until you do, it's a war. And it's a war no one can win. You would also see that one of your personalities is the strongest of the three, or four, or five, or six, and that she always manages to control the others. In fact, if you watch long enough, you'll begin to understand how devastating the tyranny of your strongest personality is to your life. And you'll see that without balance, without all three of these personalities being given the opportunity, the freedom, the nourishment they each need to grow, your business cannot help but mirror your own lopsidedness. So it is that an entrepreneurial business without a manager to give it order and without a technician to put it to work is doomed to suffer an early and probably very dramatic death. And that a manager-driven business, without an entrepreneur or a technician to play their absolutely critical roles, will put things into little gray boxes over and over again, only to realize too late that there's no reason for the things or the boxes she puts them into. Such a business will die very neatly. And that in a technician-driven business, without the entrepreneur to lead her and the manager to supervise her, the technician will work until she drops, only to wake up the next morning to go to work even harder, and the next, only to discover, long after it's too late, that while she was working, someone moved a freeway through the store. Sarah looked at me with uncertainty. "But I'm not an entrepreneur," she said. "All I do is bake pies. All I ever wanted to do was to bake pies, just like the technician you described. What entrepreneurial personalities were passed out, I think I got passed over. What do I do if there is no entrepreneur in me?" I couldn't help but smile. This was going to be fun, because I knew when Sarah finally got it, and I knew she would, she was going to discover someone in herself she never knew was there. Before we reach that conclusion, Sarah, let's look more closely at what an entrepreneur does, I responded. An entrepreneur does the work of envisioning the business as something apart from you, the owner. The work of asking all the right questions about why this business as opposed to that business. Why a pie-baking business rather than a body shop? If you're a baker of pies, it's easy for you to decide upon opening a pie-baking business, but that's just the point. If you're a baker of pies and are determined to do entrepreneurial work, you would leave your pie-baking experience behind you and engage in the internal dialogue with which every truly entrepreneurial personality is wonderfully familiar. You would begin to say to yourself, "It's time for me to create a new life. It's time for me to challenge my imagination and to begin the process of shaping an entirely new life." And the best way to do that anywhere in this whole wide world of opportunity is to create an exciting new business, one that can give me everything that I want, one that doesn't require me to be there all the time, one that has the potential to be stunningly unique, one that people will talk about long after having shopped in it the very first time, and as a result of that delightful experience, will come back to shop there again because it has such a special flavor to it. I wonder what that business would be. I wonder what that business would be, I said to Sarah, is the truly entrepreneurial question. The dreaming question, I call it. It's the question that's at the heart of the work of an entrepreneur. I wonder, I wonder, I wonder. So the work of an entrepreneur is to wonder, I continued, to imagine and to dream, to see with as much of herself as she can muster the possibilities that waft about in midair, someplace above there, above your head and within your heart. Not in the past, but in the future. That's the work the entrepreneurial personality does at the outset of her business and at each and every stage along the way. I wonder, I wonder, I wonder. Just as every inventor must, just as every composer must, just as every artist or every craftsperson or every physicist must, just as every baker of pies must. I call it future work. I wonder is the true work of the entrepreneurial personality. She tried to repress it, but I saw a small smile begin to form on Sarah's mouth. How could I do this differently? She finally asked me with growing confidence. If I were to give the true entrepreneur in myself life, how could I totally change my experience of this business? Now you've got it, I said. That's just the right question. And to get to the answer, let's look at where your business exists today in the small business life cycle.